A child is born to innocence. A child is drawn towards good. Why then do so many among us go so horribly wrong?
Everyone on the ground now!
My name is Chandra Suresh. I'm a geneticist. I have a theory about human evolution, and I believe you are a part of it.
What makes some walk the path of darkness, while others choose the light?
Claire and Meredith meet.
Is it will? Is it destiny? Can we ever hope to understand the force that shapes the soul?
For thousands of years, my people have taken spirit walks, following destiny's path into the realms of the unconsciousness.
The guide waits while Hero eats from his bowl.
Okay. I'm ready to begin my journey.
His eyes turn white and he falls backwards.
Hero! Hero!
To fight evil, one must know evil. One must journey back through time and find that fork in the road.
Hero!
Where heroes turn one way and villains turn another.
I'd like to thank all our dear friends for coming tonight and for helping us to celebrate. Nathan, the finest assistant DA New York has ever known. Peter, whose compassionate heart is a gift to us all.
I told you you couldn't say nurse out loud.
But most of all, to Angela, the love of my life.
Cheers.
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 That was lovely.
Let me have a
Oh.
All right, get a room.
After 41 years of marriage, you take it where you can get it.
Congratulations, Dad.
My king, my queen. Congratulations.
Thank you, Dad.
Congratulations.
18 months ago, Lindemann.
So, Nathan, are the rumors true?
Excuse me?
I heard your office is about to launch a full-scale investigation in all things Lindemann. Care to comment?
I'd shave my wrists. Handcuffs, chief.
Come on, let's get a drink. Good one.
They go, and Lindemann looks round at the rest of the party, slightly perplexed. Arthur stands beside him.
What do you see in there, Arthur?
He's staring at Nathan, who turns and catches his eye.
Trouble.
Well, I'm sure I can handle the heat.
It's not you I'm worried about.
If he starts investigating, he's gonna see your hand behind every enterprise I've been working on for the past 25 years.
I can't have the DA digging up skeletons. If you fall, I fall.
Maybe you could talk to him one last time. Convince him to back off.
When Nathan digs his teeth in, he doesn't let go.
So what do we do?
Read your Shakespeare. When the son challenges the father, only one is left standing. I should have one last talk with him. I owe him that.
What happens if that doesn't take?
Well, then I'll kill him.
They both look round at Nathan and Peter, who are watching them. Memphis, Tennessee, 1 year ago, a supermarket's being robbed, and a woman cleans out the till and steals wallets from people lying on the floor.
Who's the man, y'all? I'm the man. I'm sorry, who did you say? Who's the man? I'm the man!
Flint burns some popcorn.
Look at this here.
Meredith's working with him.
Back door. Book it.
Yeah, you got it. You got
Flint?
It. Hey! Hey, buddy! Hey, kiss the floor!
Flint, let it go!
Hey, buddy! I'm talking to you.
Thompson turns round.
You should listen to your sister.
Run! Flint, come on!
As Flint fires up his hands, Thompson pulls out an extinguisher and sprays him.
Run!
Meredith throws a fireball but misses. Thompson pulls out a stun gun and aims it at her while Flint escapes outside. Brooklyn, New York, 1 year ago. The young Siler, Gabriel, is sitting in his watchmaker's shop at night with a rope noose in his hands, looking at it intensely. He goes over to a chair, which he pulls out from under a desk, then stands on it and throws one end of the rope over a rafter. Flashback.
My name is Brian Davis.
A mug moves along the table.
Can you make it go away?
Don't worry, Brian. I can fix it.
Gabriel hits Brian over the head with a stone ornament.
Don't worry, Brian. I can fix it.
Then he's tightening the noose around his own neck. The shop door opens and Elle walks in.
Hello?
Make a go.
Gabriel kicks out the chair and falls. Elle rushes into the back, and when she sees him hanging, she zaps the rope and he drops to the floor. Then she helps him get it off his neck.
Are you all right? Say something.
Forgive me.
Gabriel rests against her, and she holds him. Villains, created by Tim Cream. Heroes lying on his back with his eyes still whited out. At the Watchmakers, 1 year ago.
It's okay. Everything is gonna be okay.
No, it isn't. I've done something unforgivable.
Everybody does bad things. I think I haven't felt exactly how you're feeling right now. Maybe if you talk about it, sometimes when you talk about it...
I can't. A man had something that I wanted, but I took it at a terrible price.
I know it seems hard to imagine. You're gonna get through this because you're not a bad person.
You don't even know anything about me.
I know what I see. A man who deserves a second chance. The rope broke. You can't tell me that's not a sign.
Gabriel smiles and shakes his head.
I don't even know your name.
Elle.
You, Elle, just showing up out of nowhere. Like an angel.
An angel with a broken watch.
Outside in an alley, Elle walks up to a parked van and knocks on it. Mr. Bennett opens the back door.
Cute meat.
I still don't understand why we don't just bag and tag this guy like the rest of them.
For years, scientists were stumped by the mystery of whale migration. Such a big ocean, how do they find each other? And then one night in the frozen Pacific, some enterprising biologist recorded their song in the wild. They don't sing in captivity.
So we've got to get the whale to sing.
What Mr. Gray can do is extraordinary. The ability to transfer power from one vessel to another is extremely rare.
Yeah, but how do I get him to do it?
Pie.
Thompson has Meredith tied up in a cell.
9 group homes in 7 years. 4 of them burned to the ground. There's a shocker.
What's the deal? I mean, isn't that why we're here, so you can offer me a deal?
You have a gift, Meredith. And with gift comes opportunity. The company would like to train you to become an agent. It won't be easy. It'll demand a lot of hard work.
Me an agent? I don't think so.
Why do you hate the company so much?
I have my reasons.
Then I would ask you to put those reasons aside and make the sensible decision that. Or spend the rest of your life in an asbestos-lined cell.
One condition. Promise me the company won't go after my brother.
You're not in a strong negotiating position here, so what will it be? Agent or prisoner?
When do I start?
At the Petrellis.
Arthur?
You look spectacular.
I wish you would reconsider.
He can barely fit a dozen people in that shoebox anyway.
Arthur, it's his graduation party.
Yeah, from nursing school.
Be patient with him. When his powers manifest, Peter will become a great man.
Tell him I'm sorry I couldn't get there.
Hey there. Thought I'd stop by to see if...
I tried. He won't.
Nathan, while you're here, I really wish you'd reconsider handing off the Linderman case to another ADA.
Come on, Dad, we've talked about this.
I'm not asking as a lawyer. I'm asking as a father. I'm concerned about the pressure that you're prosecuting my client will put on this family.
Don't be. Linderman's toxic to this family, Dad. Nothing make me happier than to bury him in a very deep hole for a very long time.
Arthur nods once, so Nathan turns and walks away, but then stops and looks back again.
What?
You look good in a suit, Nathan.
He leaves, and Arthur cuts the head off one of his own flowers. Nighttime, still 1 year ago, and Nathan's driving along with Heidi when a car speeds up behind them.
This is guy one.
It rams them, and Nathan jolts in shock. But when Heidi looks round at him, he's vanished, hovering in the air above the car. It crashes into water-filled drums. At the hospital, Peter watches as Nathan talks to the doctor. He sees him getting angry, then his eyes look away in pain. Their parents arrive.
Nathan, thank God.
Is she all right?
Don't even talk to me, Dad.
Nathan.
You think I don't know who did this? It was Linderman's guys that ran me off the road.
Are you sure?
That's it, Dad? That's the best you got? Am I sure? You invite that man into our home? He tried to kill me, Dad!
Come on, stop.
Heidi, you'll never walk again!
Stop, stop.
Stop, good. Heidi, it's her spine. She broke her back.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Mom? She just woke up and she's asking for you. Come on.
I'm gonna hurt that man. And when I do, if you're standing next to him, you're gonna get hurt too. Come on. It's time to choose a side, Dad. Your client or your family?
Angela watches them go, her face both worried and thoughtful. Arthur's working on his laptop in bed when Angela walks into the room.
Any word?
I spoke with a neurologist. Her spine is broken in three places. Doesn't look good. Arthur, what Nathan said about Linderman.
You can't be serious. Come on, Angela. Linderman wouldn't dare go after Nathan on his own.
No, he wouldn't.
What are you asking? Am I trying to kill my son? Nathan's an assistant DA. There could have been any one of 100 indicted criminals driving that van. I will not have this conversation.
No, I know. You're right. But I need to hear you say it, Arthur. Did you order Linderman to kill Nathan?
No.
I'm sorry. I love you, Arthur.
I love you too.
Austin, Texas, 1 year ago. Thompson and Meredith walk through a homeless shelter and see a bearded man.
There's our man.
You want me to light him up?
Negative. This is strictly a training mission. You're here to watch and learn. No powers unless I give the order. Danny Pine?
Who wants to know?
Jim Farrell with the VA. I just need a minute of your time, pal. My partner and I are trying to transition some of the homeless vets out here into affordable housing. We feel it's a crime the way this country's turned its back on you guys.
What happened to Schofield?
Schofield.
The VA rep that was out here last week.
Right.
Oh, yeah, he was reassigned to Dallas. Farrell and I were the new team now.
That's the story.
Danny's right forearm turns to solid metal, and he uses it to whack Thompson round the head. So Meredith throws fire on it. Then she grabs Thompson's stun gun and shoots Danny, knocking him to the floor. Thompson gets up and stands beside Meredith, who looks pleased with herself.
Welcome to the company.
Queens, New York, 1 year ago. Mr. Bennett sitting in the back of his van studying monitors, which show numerous images inside an apartment. He watches as Gabriel pulls Chandra's pictures and notes down off the timeline map. Gabriel goes to the door and looks through the peephole. He opens it to Elle.
Hi, do you like pie? Ugh, that rhymed, didn't it?
Come on in.
She goes in, still watched by Mr. Bennett.
I'm really glad you came, Elle. I wasn't sure you would.
I have been thinking about you and wondering how you've been since...
Oh, better. Great, actually. Thanks to you. I just decided to clean up this place and all this clutter. Filling my head with bad thoughts.
What's this?
Oh, it's just a list of people like me.
Nice single guys like you. Maybe I should take this list. Good.
He screws it up and throws it in the bin.
I'm sorry, Elle. There's something you should know about me. I have a kind of a power. An ability. It's out of the ordinary.
I don't understand.
Mr. Bennett keeps watching as Gabriel raises his right arm and points at a draining rack by the sink, then moves it using his powers. A fork flies into the sink.
Oh my God.
The other people on the list, they can do things too.
Wait, there are others?
What kind of pie did you bring?
Peach.
That's my favorite kind.
Gabriel leaves the room, and Elle quickly picks the list out of the bin. Thompson and Meredith have taken Danny back to Company HQ.
Good work, Meredith. You were born for this.
So that's it? I'm an agent now?
Not quite. Getting scum off the street, that's the easy part. The real test is loyalty. You're not going to always agree with the decisions the company makes, but when you prove you can follow orders, no questions asked, that's when we'll call you Agent Gordon. Put him in cell 9.
Come on.
She leads Danny away, pushing open some double doors and passing another cell.
Meredith!
Flint? I thought you got away.
Yeah, well, an invisible man tackled me in the alley. Are they gonna make you an agent also?
What do you mean also? What did they tell you?
They're gonna train me, Mayor. I'm gonna get to wear one of them suits and everything.
Flint.
This is gonna be great, Mayor. It's gonna be you and me working together.
Thompson joins them.
Is there a problem?
No, sir. No problem at all.
She takes Danny to his cell.
Back in tech, baby, back in tech.
Thompson stares at Flint, who salutes him. In Gabriel's apartment.
I can't believe you can just lift your finger and move things. It must feel amazing.
It does. But it can be overwhelming too. Like a drug that you can't get enough of.
How many others are there like you?
With abilities, I don't know. To be honest, I don't want to know. I have a kind of problem. I guess you could say I'm like an addict. I have this overwhelming hunger to... I covet the powers of others. But somehow since the other day, since meeting you, I feel like maybe I don't have to be so special. Maybe I can just be Gabriel again.
But you are special, Gabriel. You're special just the way you are.
Outside, Elle joins Mr. Bennett by the van.
Special just the way you are. I was afraid you were about to burst into song.
He's just trying to win his trust.
Well, we're stalling out here. We need to kick it into high gear.
I don't think he's gonna kill again. I really think we should look into someone else on this list.
No, we're sticking with the plan.
Mr. Gray is a killer. We know that. The only question is, will we witness the act, or will he do it in a dark alley somewhere?
But what if you're wrong? What if his suicide attempt was a wake-up call?
You like this guy? Oh, isn't that adorable? You think he's sweet, is that it? What about this one? Trevor Zeitler.
I'm not gonna do it.
We need to see him kill.
I am not going to do it.
All right. That's how you feel. Here, go ahead. Go on. New York City, you could, I don't know, like I'm a waitress? We have orders, L. You don't follow orders, you're not an agent. You're not an agent, you're on your own. Your father has been training you for this since you were 4 years old. Come on. Let's introduce Mr. Zeitler to Mr. Gray.
Mr. Lindemann.
I'm sorry, Arthur. I don't know how he survived that crash.
You know how badly you screwed this up? Now Nathan's out for blood.
Look, maybe we should rethink this. I mean, a second attempt is bound to look suspicious, and who knows how Angela's gonna react.
What do you suggest? We abort?
No, not abort, no. Postpone.
You're not thinking this through. The plan for New York has been years in the making. Do we postpone that, too?
No, no, not necessarily.
I don't know, Daniel. Sometimes I worry you're outliving your usefulness.
You know, you're right, Arthur. We should finish this. I know a guy in Montreal. He worked for me in Vegas. He's good. I can fly him down tonight.
Arthur turns to see...
Angela. Angela! Angela!
She runs and grabs a knife.
It has to be done, Angela.
Arthur, don't.
You know I'm right. It has to be done.
It's my baby.
Say it, Angela.
My baby.
Nathan has to die. He has to be done.
He gazes at her hypnotically.
Nathan has to die. Nathan has to die.
殺人だ!
Murder. Murder.
殺人だ!
Hiro, wake up.
No, don't wake him.
Why? What's happening?
He's trapped between this world and the next. He wakes now, he could be stuck like this forever.
Well, we have to do something.
Yeah. Mix.
The guide moves closer to Hiro.
Something has disturbed his dream time. Part of him wants to wake, but his spirit walk is not complete. Careful not to inhale the fumes.
Hiro's lips begin to move.
Working.
Yes.
Then he falls onto his back, his eyes still pure white. Meredith goes through two sets of double doors and bangs on the glass of Flint's cell.
Put your shoes on.
What? What's going on?
There's a train yard a half mile from here. We can catch a freight straight on into Houston.
What are you talking about? What about us being agents? These people been nice to me.
They're tricking you because you're dumb. You remember what Daddy used to say? God gave you a big sister instead of a brain. Put your shoes on. Now.
On the freight train.
Once we reach Houston, we'll head straight on into Mexico. Fly under the radar for a little while. Maybe we'll work in a little cantina.
Mexico sounds good.
Flint? But you gotta understand something. You can't ever trust the company. They will lie to you, they'll lock you up, or worse. Hear me, Flint? You gotta promise me that you'll never, ever...
Thompson stunned Meredith.
You killed her!
That's right, Gene. I killed her.
Now I'm gonna kill you.
Flint sends a blue flame from his hand at Thompson, then flees along the freight carriage. Thompson steps over Meredith to follow him. Once he's gone, she opens her eyes and gets up. She moves between tall stacks of crates and finds a hiding place, ducking down behind it so Thompson can't see her. She peers out again as he moves towards the far end of the carriage, where Flint is hiding behind another stack of crates.
Flint, look out!
Thompson doubles back towards Meredith. Flint breaks from his cover to follow Thompson, who then spots him. He's just about to shoot Flint when Meredith suddenly piles into him, knocking him to the floor. Flint pulls open the carriage's heavy slide door. Thompson slaps Meredith hard and gets up, just in time to see Flint jump from the train.
Son of a bitch. Oh.
You were following me, huh?
Why'd you have to screw this up?
Oh, come on. Flint, an agent?
We could have given him a purpose. Now he's our sworn enemy.
So am I.
She sends a streak of flame from her hand towards him, setting fire to the crates. Meredith and Thompson both run for the open door, leaping from the train just as the contents of the carriage explode. Angela's chopping vegetables in the kitchen when Mr. Lindemann comes in.
Mmm, that smells good. Almost as good as my pot pies.
Daniel, I think Arthur's downtown.
Yes, he is.
What's on your mind?
The question is, Angela, what isn't on yours? Look, it wasn't an easy decision to come. But believe it or not, I still have a shred of morality left in me somewhere. I can no longer stand by and watch him destroy you like this.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I know he's working on a project. I don't remember the details right now, but I'm sure it has to be done.
I can't push a thought into your head, Angela, but I can heal the scars.
What scars?
All the times he's forced his thoughts, erased your memories. Each time leaves its mark, a trace of damaged tissue.
I don't believe you. Arthur would never do that to me.
Arthur is betraying you in the most heinous way possible.
How dare you?
He's gonna kill your son.
You're a liar.
He puts his hands on her shoulders.
I can heal the scars, Angela. But you have to decide. Do you want to live in blind obedience? Or do you want to know the truth?
Slowly, she takes his hands and puts them on the side of her head. She closes her eyes and bows her head slightly before pushing his hands away. Mr. Lindemann smiles. Thompson's leading Meredith, her hands bound, away from the scene of the train carriage explosion as the emergency services deal with the aftermath.
So you never answered my question. Why do you hate the company so much?
So they killed my baby girl. It was 14 years ago. They caught up with me in this little village off the panhandle. It stormed in at night. It was a firefight. The place went up like kindling. And my little girl, Claire, she was killed in the fire.
Claire? That's what they told you. She died in a fire.
What is that supposed to mean?
Thompson glances back at some police cars, then cuts Meredith free.
Go on before I change my mind.
What?
Think of it as a get-out-of-jail-free card for your little girl. Go.
Meredith seems bewildered, but she steps away. In the distance, the train wreck is still burning. Claire, dressed in her cheerleader outfit, runs towards the flames. Coughing, she spots a trapped man. From Claire peering through the heat of the fire, to Elle, who's made a meal for Gabriel in his home.
This ziti smells terrific.
Can't wait.
Hey, have you ever been to that little theater down the street? I saw that they had some sort of artsy spoken word thing there tonight.
Well, maybe we should stop by later.
Yeah, maybe we should.
I invited someone to join us. I hope you don't mind. It's open.
Yeah, I'm Trevor. We spoke on the phone?
I'm Elle. And, this is Gabriel. I thought you two should meet. Trevor has an ability, too.
An ability I don't understand.
Well, don't be mad, but I got Trevor's number off that list you had. I really think it's important for you to get to know people like yourself. I mean, alcoholics can't do it alone. Trevor, why don't you show us what you can do?
Okay.
Trevor, a young bearded man with long hair, points his finger at a glass on the table and makes it shatter. He does the same to the one next to it.
That is so cool. Gabriel, isn't that special? Wait here. I have a great idea.
Yeah.
Bennett's been watching on a video link from the van. Arthur.
Soup is delicious.
Italian lentil. Your mother's recipe.
Something on your mind?
What's the matter, Arthur? You can't see inside it?
You just seem far away.
I just wonder sometimes if without your power you'd know me at all anymore.
Looking over his shoulder, Arthur sees the Haitian standing in a doorway a short distance away. He looks back at Angela and grimaces a little.
Indigestion? So what do you think, Arthur? Do you still know me? Can you tell anything about me just by looking in my eyes?
You're my wife, Angela. I know you like I know my own heart.
So what am I gonna do now? Am I gonna kiss you? Or am I gonna kill you?
Oh, I love that. Don't you love that?
That's great.
It's so special. Let's see it again.
You think he's so special? I bet he can't do this.
Gabriel.
Using his powers, he's pinned Trevor to the wall.
I think you need to leave, now.
Gabriel, don't!
She zaps him with a bolt of electricity, and he releases Trevor.
Please.
How did you...
You don't have to do this.
Who are you?
Telekinetically, he hurls her back through the hallway. Bennett quickly grabs his stun gun.
Get out.
Elle flees from the apartment, and Gabriel turns his attention to Trevor again, immobilizing him with a raised hand. He steps towards the terrified man and points at him with his other hand, tracing a bloody line across Trevor's forehead as he does so. Elle runs to the van.
We can't do this. Fennin, we have to make him stop.
This is incredible.
Bennett's staring at a monitor.
He actually exposes the brain.
Oh my God.
Gabriel looks down at his bloodied hands, then looks around the apartment before rushing to the door and letting himself out. Looking disturbed and upset, Elle closes her eyes.
Our son, Arthur. Our own son.
There are larger issues at stake, Angela. You can't let sentimentality derail everything that we work so hard for.
I'm sentimental because I don't want to murder our son.
We were going to rebuild the world.
You were a great man, Arthur. You were a visionary, but somewhere along the line, you lost your soul.
And I make no apology.
Arthur suddenly seems pained, and he glances at his empty soup bowl.
I lied. It's not your mother's recipe.
He keels over, clutching at his chest. The Haitian's preparing two coils of rope.
Use the incinerator on level 3.
Use my pass card to grant you access. Should anyone ask, he's a casualty of a field op. Nathan.
Anybody home? Ma?
Nathan steps into the dining room and sees Arthur lying there.
Dead!
Oh my God.
I think he's had a heart attack.
Is he?
He's still breathing. He's still alive.
Bennett.
We're wrapped here. Just one more loose end. No, no, not that thing. The other thing. Yeah, I'll let you know. Don't beat yourself up. We've done invaluable work here. Those tapes will be studied and analyzed.
We created a monster. We set him loose on the world.
I wouldn't worry too much about that. I get the feeling that we'll be tracking down Mr. Gray again soon.
That's not the point. He had a soul, Bennett. He could have been saved.
We're not missionaries. If they had wanted us to bring him in, that would have been the assignment. It wasn't.
Bennett sees a yellow cab pulling up.
We follow orders, El. We're agents. That's what we do. Now, excuse me. My ride is here.
El watches as he crosses the street to the cab. A passenger's getting out of the vehicle, and Mohinder's behind the wheel. The passenger, Peter, walks off down the street as Bennett climbs into the back of the cab.
Where to, my friend?
JFK, please.
At the hospital.
We should call Pierre.
Maybe we should wait.
Until what?
Until we have something to tell him.
A doctor appears, and Nathan and Angela look at him expectantly.
I'm sorry, he's gone. He suffered a massive coronary, brought on by anterior myocardial infarction. There was nothing we could do.
Heart attack.
I'd like a cremation as soon as possible.
Why don't you go home and get some rest? We can deal with the paperwork in the morning.
The doctor goes.
Can't believe it. He's dead.
Angela hugs her son. The doctor enters a treatment room and approaches a bed.
It's done.
He looks down at the motionless Arthur.
Yes. I understand. She wants a cremation. I can procure another body, of course. I'm afraid the poison caused irreversible damage to the peripheral nervous system. The paralysis will likely be permanent. I'm sorry.
Arthur's eyes flicker very slightly, and the doctor steps away. Nathan sits with his arm around Peter at a funeral ceremony.
He's with Izzy now.
Izzy.
Thank you. Izzy. He hated that dog.
Of course. It was the only living thing he met that ever disobeyed.
You remember we would sit with Dad out here when we were kids? Watch Izzy bury the bones.
Yeah. I can't believe he's gone.
Let's not idolize your father because he's dead. He wasn't a god. He was a man. Deeply flawed in ways you will never know.
Present day, Hero's eyes return to their normal color.
He's alive. You're back. We must warn Angela Petrelli and Nathan. And Flint's sister, Meredith. She may be able to...
Hero, slow down.
Hearing the scream, Hero and Ando rush out to see the guide lying on the ground.
Something is wrong. Usutu.
No!
They stare in shock. The man's body's been decapitated. His head is lying a short distance away. Arthur appears by Hero's shoulder.
I understand you've been dreaming about me.
He takes hold of Hiro's head.
Hiro!
To be continued.